HR 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Former federal prosecutor Robert Costello is expected to take the stand for the defense again after a contentious day one at Donald Trump's hush money trial. CBS's Robert Costa.
In a dramatic moment, the judge cleared the courtroom to reprimand the witness, threatening to remove Costello from the stand if he stares him down again.
Correspondent Ed O'Keefe's in Phoenix, where Rudy Giuliani is expected at a criminal hearing.
Arizona is one of at least five states actively investigating or prosecuting so-called fake electors who tried to convince then-Vice President Mike Pence to reject the certification of the Electoral College votes and send the matters back to the states.
An intense line of thunderstorms expected to push through Iowa and Missouri this afternoon. And then
tomorrow, a much broader area could see severe weather from New York to Texas again, with the worst weather popping off later in the day and into the evening hour.
Meteorologist Stephanie Abrams at the Weather Channel. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Amtrak's new Borealis route from the Twin Cities to Chicago starts rolling today with eight stops in Wisconsin. It's the second daily round-trip passenger train on the route, doubling passenger train service across the state. One-way tickets start at $41 with discounts for many groups. Immigration is a political issue as far north as Wisconsin. Whitewater has become a focal point. City Council President Patrick Singer says immigrants are welcome, but there are challenges.
Wisconsin municipalities are not flush with cash. So our community, and as are many others, dealing with a lot of demand for services without the proper financial resources to be able to provide that.
Singer speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Two Wisconsin Rapids people were injured in a motorcycle crash over the weekend. The Portage County Sheriff's Office reports the single vehicle crash happened on Sunday evening close to 6:30. The vehicle had been traveling eastbound on County Highway WW, a little east of 110th Street. The 66-year-old male driver lost control of the vehicle and left the south edge of the road. The vehicle entered a field and overturned. The driver and the 59-year-old female passenger were thrown from the motorcycle. Neither were wearing a helmet. The woman suffered serious injuries and was transported to Marshfield Medical Center by helicopter. The man suffered minor injuries and was cited for multiple violations, including operating a vehicle while intoxicated. You can still donate blood today and tomorrow in Wisconsin Rapids. Today at East Junior High School from 10 to 3, and on Wednesday from 10 to 3, you can donate at McMillan Library. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin.
Good morning, world.
It's a new day, and hope the day is treating you good already. We're certainly going to. Got WFHR on your radio dial, your host James behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news and our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And we kick things off with our good friend Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing all right over here. How are you doing over there, Melissa?
Oh, pretty good. A little wet.
Yeah, same here. Well, how's it looking for the rest of the day, Brittany?
It's looking pretty feisty, unfortunately. I wish we could just put today on pause and skip it.
Yeah.
You know?
Where's that fast forward button? Darn it, I can't find that fast forward. I'll look for it. You go ahead and give the forecast. I'm going to look for the fast forward button.
Okay, because we need that button. We really need it. Today, not looking good at all. You can tell something's brewing by how foggy and dreary it is this morning. I mean, dense fog advisory in effect until 10 o'clock. And it's just going to be dreary and cloudy today. Now, first wave of rain rolling in right now. It has put down a decent amount just to the southwest of us. I mean, Bosco Bell picked up an inch of rain already this morning. So a decent soaking. We could see a little break by around lunch, potentially. Otherwise, it'll just keep being dreary. But we are looking at the worst of the weather, the severe, what everyone's talking about, coming through this afternoon and evening. I think that these storms are going to be firing up in the western part of the state around 3 or 4 o'clock or so, and then pushing into central Wisconsin around 5 to 6 possibly, and then continuing till about 9 or so. What's going to happen is the first threat is going to be tornadoes and large hail. I'm talking golf ball size hail, winds gusting up to 50 to 60 miles per hour in these storms, and then yes, a tornado or two is definitely likely. It looks like a big outbreak of severe weather across Iowa, Illinois, and into Wisconsin today. So we have to stay weather savvy, keep that on the back of our mind this afternoon and evening. And then as this storm lines out and continues across the state, it's going to turn into a big wind event where it's a big bow echo kind of vibe, and winds could be gusting up to 70 to even 80 miles per hour at times. Plus the heavy rainfall of 1 to 2 inches. We're seeing flood watches already going out in western counties of the state. We don't have that just yet, but flash flooding is definitely likely, as that is some heavy, heavy rainfall. It doesn't absorb that fast. So we're in for a treat, unfortunately, this evening, but everything clears out overnight, and we will have a calmer day tomorrow. But just plan now, just in case.
Brittany,
we just have to get through today.
Yeah, yeah. How do we follow that, Melissa? How do we? I don't know how you follow that. No, that. Thank you, Brittany. We appreciate that. I have to ask you both a question really quick, and we don't mean to keep you too long, Brittany. To look behind the curtain for the audience, I do the Sunrise Show in the other studio, and then I book over here to get ready to do this show. I had my headphones on, and oftentimes I'll just leave them on just to save myself a couple of seconds. But today, I not only caught myself, but my headphones got stuck in my hair. And I've never had that happen before. And I'm trying to like untangle them as I'm walking over and bumped right into the wall. Like just smacked right into it. So I'm a little off, I'll admit that. But the forecast you gave us, Brittany, we are that much more prepared. And please be safe out there, everybody, unlike I was this morning. Be safe out there. We encourage you to look out
one
for each other.
One task at a time.
Yeah, yeah, take your time. And if you don't need to be out there in some of this weather, certainly, you know, get done what you can early in the day. Thank you, Brittany. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. Stay weather savvy, everyone.
You too. Best in the business right there from Brittany Merlot. Melissa and I got a lot to get to this morning. A little bit later, we're going to get into what's our favorite brand of ice cream? We've got that coming to us. We'll get into that one a little bit later. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up for you as well. Looking forward to that. We've got the hottest new pool accessory, but I don't know if any of us can afford it.
Oh, yeah. Well, first you got to have a pool.
Yeah, that would help. That would help. You don't want to get the accessories before the pool. Now, if you want to taunt the neighborhood kids, that might be a good way to do it. But, you know, other than that, you probably don't want to do that. Who wants to be president? We're going to find out in a new poll. See how many of us would be willing to do that. That's coming up for you. The states with the worst drivers, they are the state next to you.
next to us,
yep,
or below us.
Wherever you are listening to us. we have 10 most confusing emojis. Get into that.
There's only 10 confusing ones?
Yeah, I would say there's a lot more there.
Yeah.
We kick off the 9 o'clock hour, some entertainment news. We're also going to touch on some local theater coming up we want to get to. A little bit later, 8 common pieces of advice that maybe we shouldn't be following. maybe we should. We'll figure it out. But I want to start up with the show, Melissa, with you, kind of doing a follow-up, if you will. Yesterday, we were talking about the gathering of the Kyles.
Oh, yes, we were.
Unfortunately, we have to report that the gathering of the Kyles was not successful in earning a Guinness World Record.
Sorry, Kyle.
Yeah,
Kyle.
Yeah, they aim to break it. Oh, and Kyle. Don't forget about Kyle, Melissa.
I wouldn't want to forget him.
Organizers counted 706 Kyles in attendance, failing far short of the number needed to beat the 325, which was set by Ivan back in 2017. The total even fell short of last year's Texas event, which counted 1,490.
Hey.
Organizers have not yet announced whether they will attempt another one in 2025. I'm gathering that they won't, though. That's a gigantic drop. That is a huge drop in numbers
it's
right
probably
there.
Probably a one-and-done kind of thing. If he didn't get it the first time, Kyles aren't coming back.
Yeah, I feel like that's I don't know. I couldn't see that coming necessarily, but once it happens, you're like, oh yeah, yeah. This felt like a one time kind of thing. Which, if you are doing something like this, only gives you more data that okay, we got to get it right on the first try.
Mm-hmm.
That's a shame. But you know, I do hope to see more of these, and I even hope to see, of course, some more records broken.
Well, because you are like a little bit. I don't want to say obsessed. That seems like a strong word.
Mm.
You're fascinated by Guinness Book World Record breaking.
The layers to it. I am. Yeah. absolutely. And I also have to admit, I'm also just drawn to odd stories.
Mm-hmm.
With you know this maybe better than most, Melissa. We spend a lot of our day, you and I, digesting the news and taking mm-hmm. in news. And there's a lot out there, and it's important to be informed. It's important to keep your head out of the sand. And at the same time, sometimes you just need a palate cleanser. You just need something to kind of break up the monotony or in your brain.
You cannot get bogged down with the focus on negative news, because that's very easy to do with the 24-hour news cycle that we live in now.
One of the early things we started on this show was the good stories of the day to wrap things up because of that. Because we knew that, hey, you guys are going to be going out into the day, into your afternoon. You're going to be hit by a lot of news. You're going to be hit by a lot of different things. Here's some good stuff to take with you.
Yeah, focus on the positives.
And so there's good, but there's also fun, weird, odd. And that's kind of my wheelhouse. So now, Melissa, you know how much I respect and appreciate working with you. You're one of my favorite people I've ever worked with. I will say, though, this is a little bit more towards Kevin, your cat. This is a little bit more towards Kevin. And Kev, hey, Kev, good to see you. Kat frequently, I got a story here for you, and all the animals out there, and I suppose the animal lovers. There was a cat that was frequenting the Vermont State University Castleton campus, and it's recently been awarded a very special honorary degree.
Whoa.
There, it is the school's first Doctor of Literature. That's really bad. It's really bad, but I do like it. I kind of like
it's
it.
Cute, though. It's cute.
The school said on social media that the cat named Max lives with his owners on Seminary Street and has been an affectionate member of the Castellan family for many years. The feline can often be found socializing with friends outside in Leavenworth. Many students over the years have come to just kind of adopt in some ways, you know, the cat and treating him well. With a resounding purr of approval from the faculty, the Board of Trustees of the Vermont State Cat Legs has bestowed upon Max Dow the prestigious title of Doctor of Literature, complete with all the catnip perks, scratching post privileges, and litter box responsibilities that come with it.
Cute.
The unfortunate part is that Max is now in student debt. That part, I feel bad. I feel bad for him there.
Oh, don't we all?
Yeah,
Max.
Yeah.
Welcome to the pain.
There's some great pictures out there of this, though, if you're curious. If Kevin was going to possibly earn a degree, what do you think that Kevin would earn a degree in? What do you think Kevin would specialize in or go to school for?
It definitely wouldn't be in anything that requires agility. He's not a gymnast.
Mm.
He's not an aerialist. He has a tendency to bonk into things, kind of like you and walls this morning.
Yes.
Although he might be a very good, I don't know. He's a great moth hunter.
Okay. All right. So
we hunt moths together, and he's actually, you know, we pick on him quite a bit, but he actually is pretty smart, because when I get the fly swatter out and I call him in a particular way and I tell him we're hunting MOTHS, he comes trotting right over.
So it seems like maybe criminal justice. Might be a good field for him.
A detective of sorts.
Yeah, yeah.
Investigator.
I definitely like that. I think Kevin the PI. Kevin with a little trench coat and the fedora. I like it. That's pretty good. I think all animals need to take a degree in communication. We can't understand you. No.
What I love about this story is something that you see happening. Actually, it's happening a little more frequently now, but where we see animals in public spaces. Like, I love libraries that have a cat. Or yeah. There's even like a coffee shop here somewhere in Wisconsin. I don't remember where it is, but they actually have, it's like a cat cafe where they have an area where there, it's just, there's cats and you can go and sit in there and drink your coffee or tea, read a book and have a pet. Cause there's so many people that, you know, rent that can't have animals, and to have access to a friendly pet is a neat thing.
I couldn't agree more. And we're not only seeing more of a rise in that, we're seeing more and more. And I've talked with the last two mayors we've had about this. The communities that are pet friendly, specifically dog friendly, are doing better in not only keeping their population, but adding to their population. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of our great minds in this state right now working really hard to try to do just that. How do we keep people in this state? How do we get people to this state? And you keep hearing about a flat tax or no taxes or some of these things. And that has not gone well for states that have done it. But what has gone well is being animal friendly and being kid friendly. Those are two giant factors. There isn't a ton of rocket science that needs to go into this.
Child care and dog parks. That's all we need. We've solved all the problems.
There James. You go. There you go, Wisconsin. You know, maybe child care, look into that a little bit more. Oh, yeah, that one too. Mm-hmm. Melissa, just real quick, we were talking cat cafes in Wisconsin, mm-hmm. The Poffy Shop Cat Cafe in Appleton.
There we go.
Barista Cats Cafe and Sanctuary for Wayward Cats in Whitewater.
Oh, cool.
And the Java Cat Coffee House in Madison, Wisconsin. There's also perfect. A Sip and Purr Cafe in Milwaukee. There's a lot of these.
It's cool. I like it.
But I have to say, Mr. Kitty's Cat Cafe and Boutique, that's a pretty good name.
Mr. Kitty's Cat Cafe.
That's a pretty good one. We will take a time out, check in with our partners, and we're going to come back with one of our partners, the L Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club, in your future. Melissa and James taking you through your morning right here at WFHR.
Construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Port Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south on 3rd until you get to market or follow the sign.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasson Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes, just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit wausauweightloss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
Hello, doorman. I have questions. Word around Wisconsin Rapids is that DoorWorks is the business to ask about all things doors.
Why, yes. For over 3 decades, we've been the premier door service provider in Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding areas.
What services do you provide? And can I order a custom style or color?
We supply, install, and service a variety of doors. If we don't have it in stock in our large warehouse, we customize the style, color, and more. Call DoorWorks for a free estimate today.
Showers and thunderstorms are likely today, and some could be severe later this afternoon into this evening. Hail, damaging straight-line wind gusts, even tornadoes will be possible, along with the potential for some heavy rainfall amounts of 1 to 2 or more inches. 73 will be our high. Be weather aware today. These storms could develop quickly. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday. When I party like that. Every night.
It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue, beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us. And go into their Facebook page, which we encourage you to type in your search bar, El Cafe, on Facebook, mm-hmm. and like
it's
their page.
It's a great follow.
It really is. For those asking, the taco salads and chimichangas are their lunch specials the whole week.
Ooh.
You asked and they delivered. It's their pleasure to accommodate most of your suggestions. They're also doing Benedict's this week. Keep that in mind as well.
My favorite.
Benedict Cumberbatch going to be there. That is pretty
what?
Cool.
No.
That is,
no.
What?
No.
Did I get that wrong?
Eggs Benedict.
Oh, that makes a lot more sense. I was wondering why I'd be in town.
I mean, it'd be cool.
Yeah. Maybe researching a role.
And It's the best place to get tacos in the area.
Yep, if you're going to
Edwards for sure.
You're going to research a roll. That's the place to go. El Cafe, and visit our friends over at El Cafe. Wish them a great day from all of us, and thank them for supporting local. Do the same. We encourage you to do the same. Support local, everybody.
I love that they have so many different kinds of Benedicts.
Yeah.
Classic, avocado, El Cafe, veggie, taco, and Santa Fe Benedict.
Mm. I think
that comes with chicken.
Nice. I think the two things that I hear the most about El Cafe, especially since they've started working with us, is the people first and foremost, and the variety. People love the variety over there.
It changes up so often, which is just really cool.
That's a real credit to their chefs. That's a very big credit to them. That's not easy. Appreciate our friends over there. Go give them something to do. Go wish them a good morning at 221 Market Avenue, beautiful Port Edwards. And we encourage you to get us these birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Send them to us. Get them to info@wfhr.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can reach any of our staff with that kind of way of doing it. You can also direct message us on our Facebook pages. Feel free to do that. And, of course, call up.
Yeah, 715-424-2600. You can wish your happy birthday or anniversary live on air.
Look forward to talking to each and every one of you. Diving right into the list. Melissa, I need a 1 through 3.
Let's go with 2.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. We can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a couple of special birthdays here. First, we want to wish a happy birthday to Eric Paul. Happy 39th to Eric. He is Randy and Judy Paul's son.
Oh, happy birthday, Eric.
Of course, very thankful to Randy and his family, and Eric's a great guy. We wish him a great day and hope the Pauls are doing well out there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
And we wish happy birthday to Alan Fletcher, Pam's cousin.
Happy birthday, Alan.
He grew up in Rapids, lives in Waukesha now. Wishing him a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And now we dive into some local birthdays here. We want to first up wish a very happy birthday to Carrie Nicolai.
Happy birthday, Carrie.
Enjoy your day, Carrie. Hope it's a good one for you. Mm-hmm. We wish a happy 30th anniversary to Jeff and Judy Neiman.
Jeff and Judy, 30 years. Happy anniversary.
Man, 30. That is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Let me check that real quick.
Big round number.
30. What is 30? 30 is a good one. I just can't remember what it is. It is pearls, and the traditional gift was pearl. The modern gift is a diamond.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why that changed, but other than people just want you to buy more diamonds. I don't know. Yeah. But either way, happy 30th to you too. That's a great one.
Mm-hmm.
And not to be outdone, happy 58th anniversary to our qualifiers, Jim and Sharon Mahoney.
Jim and Sharon, happy anniversary. Wow.
Happy 58th, you two. Congratulations to you both. That's beautiful. That is beautiful. Congratulations, you two. Hope you have a great anniversary, and thanks so much for getting us these birthdays and anniversaries. Wishing you a great one, everybody out there.
Mm-hmm.
We dive into our celebrity list. Cody Johnson is 37, country singer. He got his start on American Idol. He was on the American Idol finale. We just played one of his songs today, Dirt Cheap. Wishing him a good birthday. Let's see here. I think I always mispronounce this. Goyet or Goit. 44 today. Had a hit some years ago. Somebody that I used to know.
Gaudier.
Thank you. I knew it was Gaudier. Yeah. That was hit. That was big.
It's a very catchy song. And the music video for it is really cool.
Part of what I liked about that song when it had this rise was a part of it was the music video. And we kind of come from the generation of you almost didn't have a hit if you didn't have a music video. Or oftentimes the music video was why the song became a hit. That song and video felt a little bit like a throwback to the 90s for me about that. And it's a really cool video. It is the way they did it is really cool. Judd Reinhold is 67. Billy on Beverly Hills Cop, Neil in the Santa Claus, Brad in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. One of those 80s stars. Judd Reinhold, man, a good career. Also, nice work on Arrested Development. Had a good guest spot on that.
Okay.
I pity the fool that doesn't wish Mr. T a happy birthday.
Mr. T.
72 for B.A. Baracus from the 18.
72, wow.
Clubber Lang in Rocky 3. But they're missing his peak role in Taxi. What about Taxi?
Don't forget about Taxi.
Come on. Oh, Mr. T. I don't know that personalities, how you make a career off of being a personality anymore, really like that. Even though we have so much social media and it feels like there's a million Mr. T's out there and that kind of thing. I don't think that if you didn't live through it, you could understand how some of these people became larger than life. Mm-hmm. And some of them, you know, did this before becoming like really known as an actor or a comedian or what have you. They just kind of got in the public eye and stayed there for a while and ended up turning it into things.
Yeah. Well, so, power of personality.
Al Franken certainly did some of that. One of the more interesting arcs to anybody's career. Al Franken, one of the original and premier writers for Saturday Night Live. Not original, I should say, but one of the early writers at SNL, and certainly one of the greatest writers to ever be at 30 Rock. Al Franken's work is very well known. Took that and decided to become a Minnesota senator and did some great work there as well. Mm-hmm. Leo Sayer is 76. Superstar behind You Make Me Feel Like Dancing, When I Need You, and More Than I Can Say. Hmm. The great Ronald Isley is 83 today. Lead singer of the Isley Brothers. Great singer. Let's see here. And yeah, that is going to do it for our list for today. Thin list.
Yeah.
But that's all right. You know, that just all that does is save more room for all of you local birthdays out there and more reason why we need more local birthdays.
Yeah.
Get them to us, everybody. We love celebrating with you. As a side note, today is National Memo Day and National Waitstaff Day, Treating Waiters Day.
And I love that on the El Cafe Facebook page, they have pictures of their waitresses with the Flo wig and outfit on.
Yeah, I can't get enough of that. Bless so them for that. Yes. Mm-hmm. more Mel's Diner references we need. We need more of those. Kiss my grits. Mm-hmm. I as a little kid, whenever she would say kiss my grits, I thought I would get in trouble for hearing it because I thought she was swearing. It was great.
It does kind of almost sound like swear.
It's got that to it. It's a little bit. Yeah, that's a good one. And it's National Tea Day. Enjoy your favorite tea out there.
It's a good day for it.
Feel free to call up
some hot tea.
Yeah, feel free to call up and let Melissa and I know your favorite tea out there. I'm trying to find a tea that I can like a tea that I'll drink mm-hmm. and can, you know, that I'll enjoy and everything. I think it'll get me to, you know, remember to drink tea more often. So share yours with us and maybe I'll find my new favorite tea. We'd love to hear from you.
I like chamomile.
I was going to ask. Okay, chamomile. I thought you liked chamomile. I think you've told me that before. I thought so. Enjoy your tea out there, everybody. And keep in mind, you got about 3 days till Memorial Day, 26 days till Father's Day, and plenty of other great ones coming up for you. One more time, we want to wish a happy birthday to Eric Paul.
Happy birthday, Eric.
Alan Fletcher.
Happy birthday, Alan.
Carrie Nicolai.
Happy birthday, Carrie.
Yeah. Happy 30th anniversary to Jeff and Judy Neiman.
Yeah, happy anniversary.
And a happy 58th to our qualifiers, Jim and Sharon Mahoney.
Congratulations. Happy anniversary.
Do yourselves a favor. Head on over to El Cafe. Wish yourself enjoy and tell them what you're celebrating and enjoy. Have a great time with our friends over there. They're at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Enjoy. Have a good time with them. Wish them a great day. We'll come back and we'll have some fun talking about who wants to be president and where are the worst drivers, all that coming up for you on the morning show with Mel and James here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The newest prosecutor in the Wisconsin Attorney General's office is funded by a foundation fighting climate change. The Journal Sentinel reports Karen Heineman's $90,000 salary is covered by the State Energy and Environmental Impact Center at New York University Law School. It was set up to fight efforts to roll back environmental protections under the law. Bird flu has infected dairy herds in other parts of the country, but so far not Wisconsin. Experts are worried now that one person in Texas was infected. Andrew Pecos is with Johns Hopkins University.
Given that dairy farms have a large number of people who can come in contact with infected cows, there is an increased chance of the H5N1 virus also directly infecting humans.
Experts recommend sticking with pasteurized dairy products. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRA News, I'm Melissa Kay. There's been a recent rise of phone scams in Wisconsin Rapids. The police department warns they've seen an increase of impersonator phone scams recently. Scammers are using the names of real officers and spoofing phone numbers. They tell their victims their bank accounts have been compromised and advise the victims they can secure their funds using gift cards and providing their account information. The Wisconsin Rapids PD is reminding people that local police will never call asking for money. If you're ever in doubt, hang up and call a published number. If you think you've been a victim of a scam, don't hesitate to contact the police department. Their non-emergency number is 715-421-8700. It's Public Works Week in Wisconsin Rapids. Mayor Matt Zacher calls on all citizens to recognize the substantial contributions public works professionals, engineers, managers, and employees make to protect our health, safety, and quality of life. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers lose in extra innings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Marlins 3-2 after 10 innings. Joe Ross only threw 15 pitches. Before leaving with a sore back, he's headed to IL. Manager Pat Murphy.
When you try to win a game and you lose a one-run ball game, you're going to tax your pen sometimes. So when your starter goes one, that's, you know, and we were in position to win. You know, this was like kind of a takeaway. You know what I mean? And credit to the Marlins, and they kept fighting, and yeah, credit to them.
The Crew is now 1-3 for the road trip. The Marlins have won 5 of their last 6. NFL, Vikings receiver Justin Jefferson skipping OTAs until he gets a new contract. Packers Matt LaFleur asked if he needs a fourth quarterback behind Love, Sean Clifford, and rookie Michael Pratt in camp.
We'll see. It's pretty fluid, like it is every year. You know, different circumstances come up and then you adjust, but it is challenging to rep a bunch of quarterbacks. Just to divvy those out, it can be challenging.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Attention Badger fans, share the unforgettable experience of game day at Camp Randall Stadium with your friends, family, or colleagues this fall when you request group tickets today. Groups can take advantage of discounted tickets and exclusive Wisconsin football game day experiences. For more information and to request your Wisconsin football group ticket experience, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Showers and thunderstorms are likely today, and some could be severe later this afternoon into this evening. Hail, damaging straight-line wind gusts, even tornadoes will be possible, along with the potential for some heavy rainfall amounts of 1 to 2 or more inches. 73 will be our high. Be weather aware today. These storms could develop quickly. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Hope you're having a good start to your day. I mean, how long is this intro? Come on. Get to it already here. There you go. All right, now you're... Oh, and then now there's going to be a countdown? Like, just do it already. Anyway, Melissa and I with you. Hope you're having a good day out there, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Good stuff on the way for you. I'm going to get into the states with the worst drivers and have some interesting data with that one. We'll get to that in just a moment. Looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. I want to start off here talking a little bit about the presidency. And, you know, Melissa and I, we've been pretty real about this on the show and the talking about this. I think when we're talking about the position of the presidency, I think it's important to note that the position has morphed into things that it was never intended to be. We are supposed to have a president, not a dictator. Mm-hmm. I think that's very key to the conversation going forward. Yep. Let's be very, very clear about that. We left a monarchy to get away from that.
King.
Not king, president. Not king, president. Mm-hmm. And also, I think that it's really important, and I'm not talking about necessarily using the last bit of empathy you have, but to understand that this is not an easy gig. There are certain people that seem to treat it easy. That seem to have not really taken the job seriously, not done the job right. But that is here or there. Whatever you think of being the president of the United States, it is not an easy gig. Look at around the world. Look at some of the things that have happened to presidents or dictators, even in recent months and stuff. So it's something I think that we can do as Americans better than most. We can have our cake and eat it too. We can be very frustrated with the options we have, or the president who is currently in office, or is going to be in office, or is running for office, or any of these things, while at the same time having some respect for the position and for what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And with this being said, we, of course, are in a presidential year. We have President Joe Biden and Donald Trump going head to head here. And with election season, there are two possible reasons why we're with the two options we have this election season. One, that they're the most qualified or most effective options. And two, no one else wants to do it. And I say that jokingly and with a little bit of seriousness, with a little bit of truth. We are seeing
a little bit.
I think that we are seeing a real rise in young people getting involved in politics and wanting to do
that
more.
That is more so happening. Yes.
And I think that we're also seeing a lot of people who, I've been doing this for a long time. I've been on the sidelines. Why not me? Why can't I get in the game? Why can't I do these things? I want to just let me double check here to see how many degrees you need to run for any public office. And it turns out you don't need anything.
Nope.
Turns out anybody can run for public office.
I think you just have to be a particular age for the presidency in particular.
I still don't know how I feel about that. I'm going to be I'm just being honest with everybody. I when I was a kid, I thought it was one of the coolest things about a democracy
anybody could be president.
Yeah. And then I turned 14 and realized, oh, wait, not anybody can be president. That is something that is kind of told to us. And yes, in theory, that is very true. That is extremely true. But we also, as we get older and become adults, understand how much money plays into politics, how much who who you're willing to bend the knee for, apparently.
That's what I was just going to say, too.
Yeah. I mean, anybody can become president as long as you're not willing to, as long as you're willing to throw your morals out to some degree. If you're lucky, maybe you don't have to do it all. But there is compromise. Mm-hmm. There is things that you end up having to do. And a new poll asked more. Yeah. A new poll asked more than 5,000 Americans, have you ever wanted to be president of the United States? And I want to hear from the audience out there. 715-424-2600, 424-2600. Call, join Melissa and I. 73% of people said, Melissa, no.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. What surprises me is that number is not higher.
15% of people said that they have, but only as a child. Only 8% have ever wanted to be president as an adult. And the best part is that your politics doesn't matter. 8% of Republicans have wanted to be POTUS, 8% of independents, 10% of Democrats. If there's a silver lining, it's that the generation that has wanted to be the president more than any other is Gen Z.
Younger.
We're seeing that. And we're seeing something, too, when it comes to the youth. They're not waiting. Mm-hmm. They're not going to wait for older people with maybe older views and older ideas to retire or to leave the office in whatever way they will.
Yeah. And it's refreshing to see that, that younger people are getting involved in these races and are starting to run. They're getting their name out there now. They may not get elected this season, but they're starting on that journey of getting their name out there and getting some name recognition. Because sadly, James, that's a big reason of why people vote for whoever's running. Oh, who's running? Guy A, guy B, guy C. I've only heard of guy C, so I'm going to vote for him.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate part. Your vote is important, and your vote should come with intelligence. And every one of you out there is smart. Every one of you out there has a good brain. You're all able to do these things, research, understand these positions. And when you're going into that booth, maybe it is something to think about, especially if you haven't since you were a kid. What if you were president? I'm not asking if you want to be. I'm saying think about if you were and what that entails, what that is like. Because I think that almost anybody with two brain cells can understand that what you want, that's not what it's about. Your values, your things that you stand on and such are important.
Your morals are very important because they do play into who you are as a person.
But the
job itself is different.
Yes, and that's the key part of this, I think. We have too many people that run for office that it's I want to do this, I want to do that. And it's not about
you.
You're
not king.
Yes.
You're not a king. It's not about you.
If you are not getting into politics for your constituents, for the people, you're doing it wrong.
It's called public service for a reason. They are public servants. That is the job description.
I think one quick way to, well, not quick way, but one way, lobbyists. Getting rid of this, just, getting rid of it, period. We don't need a lobbyist. Look what a lobbyist does. Look at what they do. Look at how much money they are getting. Look at how much money your average senator or congressman is getting. And see where they spend that and how they make excuses for how they spend that. It's almost remarkable that more people don't want to get into politics that are lazy. here's the crux of this, where we are in society, that we've all got to work on, including myself. I am not pointing the finger. I got three more pointing right back at me. Understanding that, yes, we can have a high bar for this. We should. We should not just be settling. There are good candidates out there. They're good people. We don't need to settle for just, well, this is the lesser of two evils. There's also the side of this of understanding that nothing gets better if we walk around with our fists clenched all the time. If all we ever do is talk trash about the government and say that this politician this politician that, we never, the kids that are growing up hearing that, what is the likelihood of them wanting to be president or even be on a school board or a board of a nonprofit or something like that? Mm-hmm. We've got to find a balance here better. It is not a coincidence to me to see these numbers and think about how you and I grew up with most of the time hearing adults talking horribly about whatever politician was on the screen.
And that's a necessary part of our society. We don't exist without some form of leadership.
Yeah.
Now that doesn't mean control, that means leadership. And have you ever worked a job where you didn't have a great manager or somebody who was actually quite terrible at the job of being a manager? You know what that's like. So we don't want that in our government that's leading our country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And my comment earlier about younger people running and maybe not getting voted in this time, that's not a cut against them. Vote for them. If you want to and you like what they're standing, what their platform is and what they're passionate about, absolutely vote for them.
Yeah, and the last thing I'm going to do is let age get in the way of who I vote for. That's for sure. Unless we're talking about being too old. That does bother me a little bit. I'm not going to lie about that one. I've been very honest about that. And that is not ageism. If somebody is in their 60s and running for president, I have no issue with it. I do have an issue with two presidential candidates both being in their 80s. If that is ageism, then go ahead and mark me. But I'm not alone on that one.
Is some concern, obviously, for their age. I do think that with age comes wisdom, but you also need to have the ability to be willing to listen to advisors and to those around you who have a different perspective.
with age comes, yes, wisdom and intelligence, insight, experience, data, so many things. There is nobody, again, nobody with two brain cells out there that is not going to appreciate our seniors out there and our those that are. I think the reason I feel this way is because I talk to a lot of seniors about this that don't believe we should have two people running for president in their 80s, especially when anything can happen at any point to any of us, especially the older you get. This is a very important position. You shouldn't be waking up every morning wondering, oh, did you know what happened overnight? To that 80-year-old. Come on. I'm saying the quiet part out loud. That's all. It's not as if anybody hasn't had these thoughts. And again, the people that I hear this the most from are in their 70s. Are in their 60s. I'm not hearing a lot of this from others other than talking heads on TV and stuff. It is a concern, and it is something we need to correct. There's the reason these candidates are up there is a lot of what you just said, name recognition, Melissa.
Yeah.
And partyism. Which is just ridiculous to let these things, like, we understand the game that politicians play. They've been very honest about it. They have horrible poker faces. They are really bad at this. They're all about their party. Okay. So let's go ahead and take a page out of their playbook and let's make it about our party, the American people, because that's our party.
And just a call for people to get involved. Get to know who's running in your area, in your district, in your local politics especially. You're far more affected by that than you are by national politics. But it all matters.
And I didn't want to do this, Melissa, but I've been holding my tongue on this one. And I'm willing, if it keeps up this way, I'm going to throw my hat in the ring.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw my hat in the ring. And I have grown up in a politics. I grew up in Chicago. I know politics. I understand this game better than most. You put me in the ring, ooh, it's going to get ugly. Ooh, it's going to get fun. It's going to get weird. It's going to get interesting. And I may mess around and even get into office. And then guess what? Simpsons Day, people. Just so much Simpsons talk. So much. So many different things. And the poor cast of The Simpsons will never be able to go off the air. I mean, it's the things you want. No. But be informed. Get out there and vote and keep democracy alive. Help freedom ring.
Yep. And stop by WFHR for Never James lawn posters coming soon.
Very soon. Very, very soon. We need to get out though.
That's good. Terrible.
That was good.
So bad.
Coming up, we're gonna talk drivers when we come back and a little bit of what's your favorite ice cream brand? Those are coming up for you on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
This Memorial Day, Jammer's Bar and Grill wants to salute all the men and women who have been in service. Stop by at 2810 Eagle Road in Wisconsin Rapids and have a drink, some wings, or maybe even a pizza and share your stories to a team who is thankful for all you have sacrificed. There is enough room for everyone in the party room to come out and celebrate and remember those who have served this community and this country. Jammer's Bar and Grill out on Highway 54 in Wisconsin Rapids. Good food, good people, good times.
To everyone who can't get enough bacon, we're cooking up something savory for you at Culver's. If you thought our cook-to-order Bacon Deluxe couldn't get any better, wait until you get a taste of it with our new thick-cut bacon. It's savory, it's smoky, with just a hint of sweetness. Try it on the Bacon Deluxe, or add it to all your Culver's favorites. From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Quality Plus Printing brings you Wham! Incorporated. Empower your game with custom apparel and bring out the hero in you. Whenever you need team gear, have special events, and more, Wham! Incorporated is there with super speed, located on 8th Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Saving the day one order at a time.
Save big money on your kitchen project at Menards. We carry everything you need to turn your kitchen dreams into reality. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free design estimates today. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Showers and thunderstorms are likely today, and some could be severe later this afternoon into this evening. Hail, damaging straight-line wind gusts, even tornadoes will be possible, along with the potential for some heavy rainfall amounts of 1 to 2 or more inches. 73 will be our high. Be weather aware today. These storms could develop quickly. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Happy Tuesday, everybody. A good Tuesday to you. Wednesday Eve. Doesn't really work. We will get into a couple of fun things before we wrap up the show today. We, of course, got in the 9 o'clock hour some entertainment news. Going to get into some other fun stuff. We'll also touch on 8 common pieces of advice that maybe we shouldn't be following. Maybe we should. We'll discuss. Got some local events we'll get to. I got a midday magazine scheduled to tell you about and plenty more. But I want to thank Pam Hilke. Pam comes across articles from time to time and sends them over to us for content, and I always appreciate her doing that. And one of the more recent ones she sent over was a great article that came to us, a new report that identified the most popular national and regional ice cream brands in every U.S. state.
Oh, all right.
Ice cream makers in America produce more than 1.38 billion gallons of ice cream annually.
That's a lot of ice cream.
Enough for the typical American to eat roughly 20 pounds per year.
Oh, 20 pounds of ice cream per year. Oofta.
Using Google Trends data for the 12-month period ending in April 24, researchers at Trace One, a company specializing in software retailers, found the most popular brands in every state. Across the U.S., one ice cream brand stands out of national appeal, Texas-based Blue Bell.
Oh, Blue Bell. Hmm. Okay.
One of the most popular national brands. Blue Bell is the most searched for in 22 states, mostly in the South and Midwest.
This I was going to say, I don't know that we have. I don't know that I've ever seen that.
Yeah, yeah.
I know we have Blue Bunny.
Mm-hmm. There is more than the next two search brands, Baskin-Robbins and only 9, and something Tillamook. I don't know that one. Ben
is that
and Jerry's.
A store brand, maybe?
Yeah, I think so. Ben and Jerry's, headquartered in Burlington, Vermont, holds the honor of the most searched national ice cream brand across all 6 New England states.
Mm. I'm surprised that one isn't higher.
Yeah, I was very surprised by that. That's part of the reason why I thought the article was kind of interesting. Residents of Wisconsin. What about Wisconsin?
Kemp's.
That's a good one, Melissa. Nice. I was actually going to say Blue Bunny. I thought you nailed that one early.
Well, what was the Crest one? Cedar Crest?
Yeah, that seems like something else, though. I feel it. Maybe you're right, though. Maybe. So, what about Wisconsin? Residents of Wisconsin search for Baskin-Robbins more than any other national ice cream.
I don't think so.
When it comes to local and regional ice cream brands, Cedar Crest Specialties out of Cedarburg, Wisconsin.
I was right.
Hang on a second.
Nailed it.
Got to get the winning bell for you. Nicely done. Nicely done. That is definitely the one that is searched for the most locally. That is kind of interesting. And I just thought for the heck of it, I would Google Baskin-Robbins locations in Wisconsin. They got one in Stevens Point that is open right now. One in the Dells, one in Wausau. So they got a handful of them. I didn't even know there were any in the state. I honestly didn't. It brings up the idea, you don't see a lot of advertising from a lot of these companies.
Yeah. I suppose.
I'm not saying they don't at all, but,
but they don't really need to. It's ice cream.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like, Breyers. Breyers has been around forever. They're pretty darn popular. They do pretty darn well. Blue Bell, all these brands we've mentioned. When's the last time you saw a commercial for any of them? Like, imagine being in an industry that you don't even have to advertise.
Yeah. Like, right.
That is incredible. Just to think about the amount of money that McDonald's or Nike or some of the biggest brands in the world spend, the millions they spend on advertising. And meanwhile, Baskin-Robbins is sitting back. Hey, you're going to come here. You're coming. I mean,
of all the brands that you named, Baskin-Robbins is probably the only one I can think of having seen a commercial for.
Right. I'm really scratching my brain here. I know there have been Ben and Jerry ads, but I think I'm like remembering old Ben and Jerry ads. I don't think that that's a current thing. I don't know. It's just a wild thing to me. I can't think of many industries where advertising budget, put $5 in there, you know? Maybe we'll take out a paper ad or something or what have you. I don't know.
But Cedar Crest, I just got to go back to that one for a minute because they carry Blue Moon ice cream and they're one of the few that do. And it's my absolute favorite ice cream.
I love Blue Moon.
But they also make an Amaretto Mackinac Island fudge that I would totally eat. And a blueberry waffle cone. Chocolate cookie extreme.
Oh, you're driving me crazy. I want ice cream right now.
Black walnut. Ooh.
Oh, I'd try that. I want a good coffee ice cream. I want a coffee that tastes like a mocha. And I miss bubblegum ice cream. Blue Moon is pretty close. I miss bubblegum ice cream.
They also have my favorite, chocolate chip cookie dough. Those are my two. Blue Moon and chocolate chip cookie dough.
Chocolate chip cookie dough, but I like it with chocolate ice cream, not vanilla.
Yeah, you can do that at Dairy Queen.
Yes. I love that. Shout out to the Queen.
They have a bubblegum ice cream.
No.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Oh, I got to get over there.
Cedar Crest.
You got this, right?
You just go to your grocery store.
Well, that's all I got to do. I'll just go to one of our local grocery stores and buy local. There we go. I'm genuinely going to do that. I'm definitely going to do that.
Daily Grind. There's your coffee one.
Daily Grind. Now that does sound really interesting. Anybody else hungry for ice cream right now? And I'm very hungry for it.
What's your favorite flavor of ice cream? Maybe churned caramel swirl?
Let us know. 715-424-2600. 424-2600. Listening on the Civic Media app, just a touch or two away. And thanks so much for downloading the app.
Absolutely. Jamocha Joe.
Oh, that sounds good. Just throughout the whole show, just randomly throw out ice cream names.
Cotton candy. Yes. Tracks.
I love this.
Oh, wait. Jumpin' Jersey Cow.
Ooh. What do they say that is?
Let me see if it gives a definition. Peanut butter flavored ice cream blended with chocolate coated caramel mini cups and swirled with chocolate fudge.
That's pretty good. I like that.
Yeah,
I'm all right with that one. That sounds pretty darn good. So I wanted to touch on this really quick. I thought this was an interesting one. The hottest new pool accessory.
Okay.
The unofficial start of summer pool season is Memorial Day weekend, and this year's hottest new pool accessory may be an underwater vending machine.
That's ridiculous.
Airheads. Remember Airheads, everybody?
Yeah.
They've announced that they've created a first-of-its-kind underwater vending machine that dispenses Airheads while submerged in a pool. And they're selling a limited number of them online. They got a hype video out and everything. Instead of feeding wet money into it, there's a screen that asks you to do pool tricks to get your candy fix. Like flips or pretending to be at a tea party or something. This will not come cheap. These machines cost about $7,000 and come with a, quote, lifetime supply of Airheads. So I guess you're going to, if you spend a lot of money on Airheads, maybe you can make the cost differential in your head or something.
That's ridiculous.
And here's the caveat. If that wasn't already, the price wasn't already a caveat. The machines will go on sale beginning on Monday, Memorial Day. And at that point, they'll post the specs for the home edition and that the size, functions, and features vary from the version in the video and on the website. So you're not getting a full-on vending machine, which makes sense. It's impossible to imagine the ramifications and liability costs and all that stuff. But still, it's fun for those that are looking for this kind of thing. And you have to get something for your $7,000, right? Beyond just a bunch of waterproof packs of Airheads. to each your own. You can go to airheadssummer.com if you're interested. airheadssummer.com if you are interested.
Weird.
I don't mean to be Jimmy serious about this or anything, but doing any promotional stuff on Memorial Day has never felt very good to me.
No, because it's not about I don't know, selling stuff.
Yeah.
It's a somber day to honor those who have died in service to our country.
We need to get back to remembering that. And we're going to be talking about our local VFW before we wrap up our show today and our good stories of the day.
Steak feed tonight.
Yeah, that steak feed tonight going on at the VFW. We're going to talk about and encourage you to all attend if you can. That is, again, at 2534. Our good friends over at the VFW for 2534 steak feed tonight, 4:30 to 7, over at the Don Knuth Memorial Hall, 2711 Redden Road, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. We'll talk more about it as we get closer to the end of the show, but did want to remind everybody that is going on tonight. Make plans to go ahead and head on over there, especially if you haven't been there before.
Yeah, it sounds like a delicious dinner.
Yeah, they got good people over there cooking too. You're gonna enjoy that food, everybody. It's good stuff. Be sure to check that out. Stick around. Melissa and I are going to talk a little later about a couple of other things. We've got these emojis, the confusing emojis. We've got 8 common pieces of advice that maybe we shouldn't be following. Maybe we should. And we got some great entertainment news for you, including some local theater going on near us that we want to get you to buy tickets for and get you to attend. It's all coming up for you right here on The Morning Show at...
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.